One other thing I was curious about, you mentioned the strategy, well, this strategy in general, and I'm aware, as you mentioned, there's a pembro-lenvatinib, I think phase three trial, and that's already approved in endometrial. They're seeing responses in MS stable disease. The gynecologists are using it, but also atezolizumab, cabozantinib, I know is another phase three, same strategy. Any other big phase threes with that kind of strategy they might be reporting?
Yes, actually, indeed, the combination of anti-CTLA-4 and PD-1. So, instead of bringing in another TKI, basically, making T cells even more effective through this approach, that's currently being tested in phase three studies in different scenarios, just by itself, and also using different drugs from different companies. So that's going to be very interesting. We already know that response rates are significantly higher than with a single agent. That data has been presented in form of an abstract at the ASCO meeting. And, then the question will be, is it going to be more effective than the atezo-bev? And what about the toxicity?
Or maybe all three. And of course, this is getting looked at in a lot of different cancers. It kind of seems like that strategy is being used the most right now in melanoma. I mean, they really use that as their primary go-to, but we'll see whether it ever comes. I know you've looked at, I think, tremelimumab and durvalumab.
Yeah, we tested this as one possible combination, and it seems to be effective in early studies, and there's a large study ongoing, so it really needs to be seen, and once we treat more patients, how this will turn out.